two former Indiana University basketball players are suing IU over alleged sexual misconduct under the guise of medical treatment by a former team doctor. The Title IX lawsuit says IU should have done something. There are, however, questions about what was standard care at the time. Higher education reporter Aubrey Wright has more details.
The former players are Charlie Miller and Harris Mujazanovic. They played for the men's basketball team in the 90s under coach Bob Knight. The players are claiming former team doctor Brad Bamba Sr. performed medically unnecessary rectal exams on them and other players. They say IU officials knew about it, but did nothing. With a class action lawsuit, the players accuse IU of violating Title IX, which protects against sex-based harassment. Attorney Kathleen Delaney represents the players.
People at the university in positions of authority who had the ability to do something about the problem did nothing about the problem and instead allowed this illegal conduct to be repeated and more students to be victimized.
The lawsuit is alleging coaches, athletic trainers, and basketball staff knew about the exams, and that people even joked about it. Last month, Delaney and Mijazanovic notified the university of allegations. They were anonymous at the time. In response, IU made the claims public, and it hired a law firm for an independent review. The university says the review will follow the facts, and it will take any warranted actions. IU Emeritus Law Professor Jennifer Droback studies sexual misconduct, and she helped shape IU's policies to comply with Title IX in the 2000s.
I do know that members of the Indiana University administration are incredibly dedicated to providing an educational environment that is free from sexual violence, discrimination.
Delaney believes dozens of people have contacted IU's investigators about Bamba, and she expects more people to come forward.
When two people tell their truth, or when one person does and then another, other people are inspired and develop the courage themselves to start talking about the same problem.
Today, the medical standard of care is generally not to start prostate exams on men until age 50. But in a letter published by the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, Dr. Dale Sloan says during Bamba's time as team doctor, rectal exams were in line with standard practice. An investigation into similar allegations of sexual abuse by a team doctor at the University of Michigan came to a different conclusion. From 1966 to 2003, Dr. Robert Anderson was accused of performing unnecessary hernia and rectal examinations on patients. This investigation's final report said the exams were not standard at any point during Dr. Anderson's university career. Droback says victims of abuse often don't speak out or report it because they feel hopeless or embarrassed. Droback wasn't at IU in the 90s, but she says, in general, sexual harassment wasn't taken as seriously, even though it wasn't right or legal. Delaney says her clients both have college-aged children.
They feel strongly that they need to take a stand publicly to make sure that this type of tragedy doesn't happen to others.
The lawsuit states Miller and Mujazanovic didn't know IU did anything wrong until they met with legal counsel this year. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
The plaintiffs are seeking monetary relief from damages and demanding a jury trial. Delaney says the lawsuit is in the discovery phase. Delaney's team will obtain information from Indiana University as well as other sources.